This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our guy Ross Tucker, who you'll see on CBS. He's all over the place. Ross Tucker's football show as well. Ross, how you been, man? Good to talk to you again.
I am fantastic. I'm happy to be part of the extravaganza. I'm ready to roll. I got the Eagles Cowboys in the Westwood One booth Thursday night with Kevin Harlan. Then I'll fly down to New Orleans, Arizona Cardinals, and the Saints for CBS on Sunday. So starting off with a doubleheader, boys.
So we'll go through both of those, but I actually wanted to start with Cowboys Eagles. Your thoughts on what happened with Micah Parsons and kind of the Cowboys trying to pick up the pieces right away? And Danny and I were both higher on them before that trade than I think most, just thinking when Dak plays, they got a chance to win 10 games. Where are you on the gap between the Eagles, Commanders, and Dallas in the division right now?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's one of the worst trades I can ever remember. Because when you take into account everything, the timing of it, right? So if they had done this in March or April, I believe they would have gotten a lot better offers. You know, to do it for two first-round picks from the Packers, who might be the best team in the NFC now, you know, with Micah Parsons. So those picks are going to be late 20s, maybe 30s. It's just asinine. I mean, you think about how much time teams put in to the draft process to maybe someday hit it big and with, I think it was the 12th pick in the draft, get arguably the best defensive player in football. I mean, a generational defensive player with what he's able to do and how he's produced his first 4 years. And then you trade that guy? I mean, it's just, and then the week before the season, what kind of message does that send to your locker room? I mean, imagine being any of the vets in that Cowboys locker room, or Dak or CD. Like, the organization is screaming, we're not really trying to win. The reality is, guys, there really aren't that many guys that make a difference in wins and losses, right? I mean, you want to be as good as you can at every position, but there's probably five or six guys per team that really make a difference in the outcome of games, quarterbacks, of course, being the biggest. Micah Parsons is one of those guys. I mean, I do a betting podcast, the Even Money Betting Podcast, on Tuesdays. And, you know, my co-host is a handicapper. And he said Micah Parsons is worth 1.5 points on the betting line every week.
Wow.
That is a huge number for a non-quarterback. That's as high as you'll ever hear the number being for any non-quarterback. He makes that much of a difference. He basically made it from where I would have been with you guys and thought that the Cowboys had a puncher's chance with a healthy Dak and those receivers to win 9 or 10 games. So now I give them no chance to be a playoff contender. And conversely, if I thought the Packers were somewhere between second, third, or fourth team in the NFC, I now think they're like right there with the Eagles. I now put the Packers right up there at the top of the NFC, along with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they don't go for guys from other teams very often, like Reggie White. Then they go to 2 Super Bowls. Charles Woodson. When the Packers see the opportunity to get a guy that is like a Super Bowl caliber difference making player, they pounce, and that was a terrific trade for them.
Ross, let's go to your second game. I'm fascinated by Arizona. They're getting no attention. Everybody's got different darlings around the league, whether it's us here in Washington or Denver, et cetera. This is a group that finished 8-9 last year, but outscored their opponents. They had the 12th most points in football on offense and were middle of the pack on defense, lost a couple of close games. I don't have a great feel for that division either. I guess my question is, my voice is going to kind of go up, but is Arizona good?
I think Arizona is going to be good this year. You know, it's, I feel like we've said this before. 2 years ago, I can't even believe they won four games. That's how bad their roster was. And then last year, for them to go 8-9, that was a little bit disappointing because they were 6-4. The deal with them, though, guys, is Kyler Murray. I mean, I feel pretty confident that they probably have a double-digit win team around him now. He's just kind of consistently inconsistent. You know, Greg Cosell comes on my show, the Raw Sucker Podcast, every Thursday and Friday now this year, by the way. But he said he's the number one quarterback that he just hasn't been able to figure out. It's year seven, and on a week-to-week basis, the guy is either top 10 or bottom 10. He's never middle 10. He's like you need – I mean, last year, they're 6-4, and then he throws multiple picks in three out of the last six games to kind of shut the door on maybe sneaking in the playoffs last year. It's hard to put a finger on it. It's funny, talking to people in Arizona, Danny, they've kind of lowered expectations now. Like after the way they finished last year, after the way Kyler finished, people are no longer thinking he could be a top 10 guy. You know, when you've been doing it for this long, I think the feeling is he kind of is what he is, which is to say probably always good enough that someone will make him a starter, but I don't know if you're ever really going to win playoff games with him.
Ross Tucker NFL on social. If you're not following him, it's a great account. You can get all of his content there. You should be. Hey, Ross, what about the, you know, of all the divisions right now, I think that are hardest to pick. I think the NFC North, AFC North are probably in that discussion. But the North now with a Bears team, year one of Ben Johnson. You mentioned the Packers, Lions and Vikings, both juggernauts last year combined for 29 wins and 5 losses. How do you see that division going?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and you're right. In the sense, I think they're both very competitive divisions, but I feel very strongly about the Baltimore Ravens and the AFC North. You know, the Bengals can improve their defense, but they can't improve it that much. And the Ravens, there are so many metrics out there. Like the Ravens last year were one of the best regular season teams we've ever seen. You know, when you look at like their yards per play, their defense allowed yards per play, they just figure out how to doink off games they shouldn't, and then they can't get it done in the playoffs. And then the NFC North, I like the Packers. You know, I think losing two coordinators is a major, major challenge for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. And then, you know, you lose Frank Ragnow. That's big, guys. I mean, center is critically important, not just the physical part, but the mental part. Ragnow was like a Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber player that they no longer have. So I suspect the Lions take a little bit of a step back. Now, they would tell you, and maybe rightfully so, that they're healthier on defense. But I feel pretty good about the Ravens and the Packers as the two teams in those divisions.
AFC West, does Denver overtake Kansas City, given all their fortune last year? Kansas City's still really good, obviously. I wouldn't want to play them in the postseason. But is there a chance that Denver finally jumps up and beats them and takes that reign?
Well, there's people that feel that way, and certainly Denver looks poised to take the next step. You know, I mentioned the Even Money Betting podcast, but he has said 2 weeks in a row that he likes – it's kind of a long-shot bet, but he likes the Broncos to win the division. The issue I have with that is I think the Chiefs are going to be better this year. Now, I don't think they'll win as many games because this streak of winning every one-score game is going to end. I mean, they're going to lose a couple of one-score games this year. So that's going to end. But, I mean, they're going to have most of the year with Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Rashee Rice after his suspension. Everybody's telling me, multiple people, that this is the best shape Kelsey's been in the last couple of years. I think he really wants to kind of finish his career on a high note. So he was training in Florida all off season. I think they're better at left tackle with the rookie Simmons than they had been in recent years. So I think the Broncos might be able to give them a run for their money, but I guess I would say I'll believe that they actually overtake the division when I see it.
Our guy, Ross Tucker. Hey, Ross, before I let you go, kind of a random question, but last time we had you on last football season in January, you were working with this place called futurefans.com, and you hooked me up with them, and I got my kids a kit for the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and they loved it, and it was a way for them to kind of get engaged in the game. Are you doing anything with them this year?
I am, yeah, and you even texted me to say that your kids were all about it. You know what's crazy? And I hope you guys see this in the ratings, you can feel this. The best market right now in terms of futurefans.com, which is a great way to get your kids to learn and understand football and actually watch the games with you. The best market I go in right now and people make the orders is the DMV. It's you guys. It's DC. So if I do any type of Commanders podcast, anything around the Commanders and DC football right now is just so hot, which I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for everybody in the area, obviously, with Jaden Daniels. How could you not be? So if you wanted to be like back in the day when you would sit there and watch the Skins with your dad and you want your kids to have that same experience with you, check out futurefans.com, because these guys have absolutely cracked the code on how to get, if you got young kids, how to get them to learn, understand football, and really, you know, want to watch the games. Because you guys know with iPads and everything, it is hard. These guys figured it out. You can see how they did it at futurefans.com. It's only $60. They got a discount right now. Make sure your son or daughter is along for the ride this season.
Ross, you're the best, buddy. Always love catching up, dude. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, see you guys as well.
Ross Tucker with us on Grant and Danny. I told you about that. I got my kids the kit
you
for
did?
The Super
yes.
Bowl, and they really thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'll have to link back up and do that again to kick off the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.